Butler, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 30th, 1905. Elder Butler, my dear brother, I am praying and hoping that the converting power of God shall come into every church, that the evil spirit of fault-finding and censuring may be put entirely away. I am instructed to say, when the temptations of Satan strive for entrance, and an inclination to pick flaws and to condemn is seen, whether it is in a large assembly or where only two or three are together, let those present say, "Let us pray." This is a time when we need to be afraid and to realize that instead of letting the enemy come in, we are to bow before God in prayer. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. He will lift up for you a standard against the enemy. Yes, prayer, humble, earnest prayer, is our means of deliverance from unwholesome speech. The tongue is to be sanctified. We need to feel the reconverting power of God. Those who have violated their baptismal vows need to repent and be converted. Then they will not do such unchristlike work in dealing with others. Read the first chapter of 2 Peter. This chapter is of great value to every church member. Every word should be stamped upon mind and heart. Read this chapter to the church. See if we cannot have a revival, not by accusing one another, but by praying for the Holy Spirit and by thinking of the suffering that Christ endured in order to secure pardon for sinners, however sinful they may be. He humiliated himself in order that human beings might become partakers of the divine nature, having overcome the corruption that is in the world through lust. Satan delights to ruin and destroy souls. Shall we catch his zeal? Shall we become accusers of the brethren and thus help the enemy in his cruel work? Is it not time that we humbled ourselves to save the souls ready to perish? Read the three first verses of the third chapter of Revelation. See what Christ opens before John. The trial spoken of in these verses has come to many. Unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead." Verse 1. There are many to whom these words apply. But Christ does not leave them in hopeless despair. He is so tender, so pitiful. Although some of them are in partnership with satanic agencies, he does not cast them off. "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die," he says. "For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent." Verses 2, 3. Do not yield one iota of your faith for spiritualistic ideas which will set you adrift in the mazes of uncertainty. Hold fast your past experience in the things that you have received and heard, and repent. This is a time when the truth that is received, unless put into practice, will be disregarded, and its place will be taken by that which is false and which causes spiritual weakness and unbelief. Forgeries will be presented by Satan and will be received as a great blessing, but they bring spiritual death. The call to repent and hold fast is made to those who have loosened their grasp on the truth that they have heard and received. God calls upon them to repent because of their unbelief in the truth in which they once rejoiced. They have become infatuated by Satan's theories, which they have received. "If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Verses 3, 4. Study these statements. Teach the church that the enemy will bring before them every phase of deception. Those who have not held fast with the grip of faith to the experience given them by God in the past will fail to watch now. They are in danger of listening to and heeding the sophistries of Satan. Those who have admitted the enemy to their companionship need to be watchful and repent, lest in the day of God they be found with the workers of evil, who call falsehood truth. The false theories advanced in the past have by no means been given up. When a favorable opportunity comes, they will have a resurrection. Let us not forget that everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. The enemy will be successful in overthrowing the faith of some, but those who are true to principle will not be shaken. They will stand true to principle. Those who, notwithstanding that the Lord has pointed out their errors, are not able to see where Satan has come in, will continue to be led in false paths. Jesus bids us to be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, which are ready to die. There is a laxity that should not be. Corrupt influences and seducing spirits have come in and are working in many ways that people do not realize. If, therefore, thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Verse 3. At the present time, the insidious working of Satan is going on. The warning given by Christ is to be faithfully heeded. We are sure that, although there is at the present time a suppression of sentiment, there are those who are standing in slippery places, those who have not taken their stand upon the true platform. Just now, we are having a severe trial with one who has in the past worked as a physician. False sentiments have been working in his mind until, as a result, he has placed himself in a very perilous position. And this, when we have great need of physicians such as he could be, but is not. It is such things as these that the enemy is striving to bring in among us. He will use all his seductive arts to lead those once firm in the faith into deception and error, so that they will defile their faith. Upon those who yield to him, he exercises his hypnotizing power, and it is exceedingly difficult for them to escape from his snare. I know that the terrible, seductive influence of satanic agencies is at work. The result of receiving specious, spiritualistic sentiments is being seen. Those who fall under the spell of the enemy know not what is the matter with them. They are not in their right mind, and of themselves they cannot escape. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Verse 4. He who overcomes will not be led one step in the path of spiritualistic, mesmeric influence. He will be guarded. He will watch and pray and strengthen the things that remain. Saith the heart searcher, I have not found thy works perfect before God. Verse 2. These words I am to repeat and repeat. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. Cling to your faith with all the power of your being. Let no false messages hypnotize you and lead you to act out the sentiments of satanic agencies. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse 5. Let us pray earnestly and constantly. Let us guard carefully the mind and the soul temple. We must pray and watch unto prayer.